Hey, it's Rebecca Smith for the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to health care. This week we hear from Hattie Saltzman-Malota and her dad Russell Saltzman in the Kansas City area. They both have type 1 diabetes, and since 2017, they've seen a steep increase in the price of insulin. They spoke about how these costs once kept Hattie from buying her own insulin for an entire year, and while she now has insurance that makes it affordable, how the cost of the drug is a constant point of stress. Here's Hattie.
I was like 19 and I was ready to like go and fill my own prescriptions, and I was prepared for like roughly $125 a month, and all of a sudden in 2017 it was $550, and I was a child, I had no money.
Never occurred to me that prices we're going to go up that fast, that high.
2017 was ridiculous. I never purchased it. I stole some of his with permission.
Okay, with permission.
That he was getting from his Medicare policy. So that would have been fraud, essentially. But
she had it because she was rationing and I was rationing what I gave her.
Both of us were rationing without telling the other person, thinking the other person was taking a full dose. I felt powerless.
So did I as I got into it.
Yeah, the more that I looked into why it was happening, the more I felt like the entire game was rigged against me. I was like, how are you going to give me this illness? Have the ability to treat it with really good product as far as it goes.
But you can't have it.
But you can't have it. I'm going to hold it way back here. And if you want, you can go buy the crappy insulin at Walmart. Or you can steal some of your dad's and have your doctor give you free samples under the table.
Or you're going to have an acquaintance diabetic who died from other causes and inherit
her insulin.
6 months supply of insulin.
Yeah. So it's just, it was annoying.
Scary.
It was scary. Because I knew I could get through 2017, but I did not know what 2018 would look like. And I was like, well, I'm going to have this, assuming I can get insulin. I'm going to have this. For the next, 60 years, if I live that long. And if every other year is a struggle to get insulin, like, what is my quality of life going to be like?
We try to tell people what it's like. And they say, well, Walmart's got this insulin, which is the one they use for pets now, because it's no longer used for humans by prescription.
My mom had a really good analogy that she really loves. That one of her friends came up with in response to this issue, and it was telling somebody to use the Walmart insulin instead of like this good, really expensive insulin is like telling someone who's really dehydrated to eat the dirty water infested with parasites, because at least it'll keep them alive today. But it might kill you tomorrow, you know? What would it feel like if in some crazy world they lowered the price?
I don't know.
I think for me, what it would feel like would be a huge like weight lifted off of the already heavy illness. And I think it would make life easier, and it would give me a lot more hope for security in my future. Because as it stands right now, I mean, like, if my husband lost his job, I would be without the insurance right now that's making it affordable.
That was Russell Saltzman and his daughter Hattie Saltzman-Malota, who both have type 1 diabetes, speaking about the constant stress and struggle of obtaining insulin. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks, which was reported and produced by Casey Murray. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.